It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals. Disneyland's It's a Small World ride is better than Walt Disney World's. Yes, I'm going there. But one of the reasons is because of the holiday magic it brings to Disneyland Park. Today, we're going to be talking all things It's a Small World holiday as we kick off the holidays at Disneyland. I'm Becca with this crazy adventure called Life.
And I'm Jessica from the happiest blog on earth.
All right, Jessica, I have to point out here that one, you have a Small World poster behind you.
Yes.
And two, that's like a lot of your logo on your website is, you know,
inspired. Mary Blair inspired. Yes, definitely. Yes. The artist who did that Small World.
So it's not a mystery. I'm sure you love It's a Small World and it holds a special place in your heart. It is one of those rides that people are either love it or they hate it or they tolerate it for the air conditioning. I thought, you know, the holidays kick off, we get a whole new version of It's a Small World. So let's talk about it. This will be the 26th year that we have It's a Small World holiday. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you tell us what guests experience for It's a Small World holiday? How does this change?
I would consider going during the holidays just to experience It's a Small World holiday. Like, it's that good. It's that different. It is, I'm going to say this definitively opinion. It is the best holiday overlay of any attraction in the resort. I'm coming for you, Haunted Mansion.
I kind of agree because I'm not a huge Nightmare Before Christmas fan. My whole family would disagree with you other than me. They'd say Haunted Mansion is. But yeah, I agree with that. It is definitely amazing. It's for those of you that I know the first question people are going to ask, does it still play It's a Small World on repeats?
Ish.
Does it? Ish. Yeah, it does, but it also mixes in Jingle Bells, Deck the Halls,
and
even Jingle Shells.
That's right. So listen and look to see who's singing Jingle Shells.
Yeah. So I thought it would be fun to talk about the ride and also some small facts about it. So the ride, It's a Small World, the regular version, closes at the mid to late October and goes down until the opening of the holidays, as long as everything goes smoothly. So that's our first point. What happened the very first year that the holidays were back after COVID?
Oh my goodness. There was some problems, to say the least. And from my memory, there was flooding underneath the attraction and some of the electrical components were damaged. And usually Disney kind of keeps a wrap on things that are maybe have gone wrong, but that one was, they told us what was going on, and watching it unfold and what happened next was a Disney holiday miracle.
Yeah. In fact, people thought it was going to take the whole holidays. They didn't think it would open for the holidays, but Disney cast members and the leadership at Disney was not going to let that happen. And they worked hard. Do you remember how late it opened?
Was it like a week later or a few days?
It was like two or 3 weeks, I think. But then they kept it open longer that year so that people could experience it. But yeah, that one was crazy. And then last year, 2022, was the 25th anniversary. And so they added a bunch of little 25s throughout the ride. Do you remember that? They
so
had like
cute.
A Boo, because there are Disney characters. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons ours is superior. There are Disney characters within the ride. A Boo was holding like a 25th anniversary gem and all this other stuff. But so It's a Small World holiday. It opens, like I said, normally on the kickoff of the holidays. And then it goes through the end of the holidays, sometimes a week or two later, depending on, you know, what the schedule ends up being. But when it closes, it takes 2 weeks and 24 cast members to do the overlay inside the ride. That's just inside.
Gotcha.
Inside the ride, it includes 50,000 lights, a retheming so that every country or region is mm-hmm. celebrating in their culturally appropriate ways. And then also, you know, they changed the music, all that fun stuff. And it also last year in 2022, they took this opportunity to add new dolls that are there all the time. But do you remember what was special about those dolls?
Yes, they use wheelchairs.
Yes, they use mobility devices. So that was a fun addition. And we're glad that they kept that around. Walt Disney World also has that addition now. They don't get a holiday version. That's another thing I should add. We get the holiday version. Disney World does not. So again, another reason we are superior with this ride. Okay, so Jessica, here's the question I want to know if you know the answer to. How many lights are used on the outside of It's a Small World?
100,000.
Are you sure?
No. Phone a friend. Becca, how many lights?
So I'm going to tell you that your guess was too low as for the total amount, but it was overshot for the facade. So the facade is the part with the clock face, right?
Yeah.
And the very front of the building, right? That takes 50,000 lights.
Mm-hmm.
But so there's an additional 350,000 mini lights on the trees, hedges, animal topiaries, and everything else surrounding the attraction. So in total, we have 400,000 lights.
That's incredible.
Right? Another thing is in the European scenes, that's where we get the giant Christmas tree. And it has candles because that was the, you know, that's where we get putting lights on our trees from is in Europe. They used to put candles on the tree. That has 150 giant candles on the Christmas tree in that scene.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. And then one cool thing is what happens multiple times per night on the front of It's a Small World, Jessica.
Okay, so I know it lights up at night, but are we talking about like the clock?
Yeah, the clock and the projection show.
Oh, yes. I mean, oh, it's so beautiful. It's so vibrant. And because it happens multiple times a night, you're sure to catch it one time when you're walking by, or you can camp out there for a minute or two and catch it. So gorgeous.
Another thing about It's a Small World holiday that's kind of fun is, I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of rides are getting scents, like smell added to them, even like the traditionally didn't. Like I'm thinking of Snow White's Enchanted Wish, right? We have the apple pie smell. So there are four distinct scents that are used in It's a Small World holiday. And they're distinct for each region that they're used in. So in Asia, you enjoy cherry blossoms. South America adds a classic cinnamon scent. The South Seas have a coconut scent. And fresh pine and peppermint candy is in the European scenes.
I love that.
You mentioned Mary Blair is the style of Mary Blair is what you see on the facade and all of that in It's a Small World. And so when they added the holiday version, they made sure that the attraction kept that homemade crafted
like
design.
Aesthetic.
Yes, there. That's the word I was looking for. Let's talk a little bit of strategy before we end. Now, Jessica, It's a Small World holiday. Lightning Lane, does it have it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you necessarily need it?
No.
No.
But holiday, so yes.
The holiday, yes. So if you are someone that you just do not use Genie Plus, you can ride It's a Small World holiday waiting in the traditional line. That tends to be much shorter in the morning, right? I feel about noon, it's pretty short, even sometimes in the afternoon. However, once those lights turn on, It's a Small World holiday, you are looking at a much longer line. So definitely my personal favorite thing to do is to ride it once during the day, just standby in the morning whenever I do my Fantasyland rope drop, and then use the Genie Plus to get the return time for Lightning Lane in the evening when I know it's going to be busy and I want to ride it and see all the lights. So how do you do it, Jessica?
Yeah, I completely agree. And just check those return times around lunchtime and see what's happening, because they can go faster.
Yeah.
So if you check around noon, they might already be returning times at like 5 p.m. or later when those lights are going on. And for those of you who either don't have Genie Plus or maybe have already used it on that attraction and you're going to be waiting in line for it, I would say do that in the evening. Maybe grab a mobile order lunch dinner to go. Most places will give you to-go packaging if you ask for that. And grab something that's easy to eat on the go and take it and eat while you wait in line. Because if you're going to be waiting in line for a while, it's a great one to wait in line for, because you'll see the lights, you'll see the projections, and you'll also get a little bit of snacking done while you're waiting for that attraction.
All right, here's the second tip. If you don't want to eat in line, because maybe that's too hard with your kids, other things. One, if you want to do it in the evening, try and hit it during the evening Christmas Fantasy Parade showing while that's going, because the lines are lower, because it's a little hard to get to, because it's right there on the parade route. The second option, which I think is the best, is to hop in the line right before fireworks, because they show the projections on front of It's a Small World Holiday, and then you can see some of the fireworks right there while you're waiting in line. You might miss part of the show just because the line might move faster during that time, but I think it's a great option to have something to do while you are in line, and it's a great way to see the fireworks while being productive.
Exactly. Yes. I have seen recently, sometimes they close the line during fireworks, or during the fireworks show, they close the entire attraction. But most of the time it's open. It's not one of the standard ones that they close during fireworks. So if you happen to be there one night and that was your plan, try it again the next night. Another reason why we recommend multi-day tickets.
Yes. Speaking of multi-day tickets, giving the gift of Disneyland is really big for a lot of people, and you can still go this year if you want, or you can buy tickets to give as a present and go next year. And of course, we have the best Disneyland ticket deals for you. You can get them by calling 855-GETAWAY and ask for the Disneyland with Kids podcast exclusive pricing, and they'll get that for you. Or if you want to do it all online and you don't want to talk to anyone, you can visit disneylandwithkids.info/book. That will redirect you to our page on Getaway Today that has our exclusive pricing. Again, you have to use our link in order to get that pricing, because it is not available to just anyone that goes to the regular Getaway Today website. So make sure you're using our link, and we'll get you the biggest discount you can get on Disneyland tickets. And you can give that gift of the holidays. Maybe you want to buy them now for next holiday season too. I mean, you can buy clear through the end of 2025 for these tickets to be good. That's just crazy to think about, but also amazing. You can lock in that price. Okay. So Jessica, I have to ask, what is your favorite scene in It's a Small World Holiday?
Is that really even a question? It's the end, the final scene. Everything is so beautiful. It's so visually stunning. And it just makes you feel like it truly is a small world after all. And we're all experiencing this life together. And what a joyous way to celebrate by becoming all together at the finale of It's a Small World Holiday.
Definitely. Let us know if you've ridden It's a Small World Holiday, if it's on your to-do list, or if it's a absolutely not because it still sings that other song. Let us know. And also, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to hit subscribe. And we'd love if you leave us a review on your preferred streaming platform. And we'll see you real soon.